Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-0.
Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Jeremiah, you there?
Whoops. Yes, I'm here. Hold on a sec. Sorry, gentlemen. Had to get you off the air, but hold on, bitches. How you doing?
Brother, we're doing good, Jeremiah. Are you on the team sober, team not sober today?
Well, I am currently doing HVAC right now, so I should hopefully be sober. Let's just go with that.
I like your non-committal answer. I appreciate that.
I hope they continue to learn this new wave of the future here in the Pacific Northwest, other than Portland, called the HVAC system. It should be sweeping the nation anytime soon. Everyone have central air. All right, Jeremiah, as long as it keeps getting hotter, I'll pick a cracker, saltine, Ritz, Cheez-Its, or Wheat Thins.
So my wife isn't an option?
No, I mean, she is not.
Yeah. For a lot of people, she is.
If that's the case, I'm going to have to go Ritz.
All right, Ritz it is. Mm.
Okay. Which cracker would you compare her to?
Ooh.
Now I'm hoping for chicken and biscuits. This is one of the few times I hope.
I'm going oyster based on experience.
or Triscuit in the winter months.
I think after last night, we should just call her saltine.
Yeah.
Well, she does love to eat pineapple. So that's why I'm saying my wife. But okay. Really can't compare it to a crack.
All fair. I'll tell you where to put the rings. All right. Here's your question. In Disney's Peter Pan, yes, we're revisiting Peter Pan, what other ingredient is needed for flight besides fairy dust? You got to have fairy dust, and there's one other thing, according to Mr. Pan, that you need to fly.
Oh, geez.
I don't have fairy dust or this other thing.
It's God bless it. I'm going to totally geek out here. Trying to cast a Patronus spell. You have to believe in God. Bless America. Never mind. I pass.
Is it fairy dust and imagination?
You're close. It's fairy dust. It's either happy thoughts or lovely things.
All right.
How did you know that, Miles?
Because you said you weren't either one.
Ah, that's why I gave the clue.
That was my clue.
Like, I don't have fairy dust.
You're not happy ever.
I said, I don't have fairy dust. I don't have either of these.
What was it?
Happy thoughts.
Okay.
/ lovely things. So then the other thing would be fairy dust. So I'm like, I don't have either.
Yep.
I possess neither of these. And that's why I walk. All right. Your question. Long Island Strait separates Long Island from what state?
Oh, damn it. Long Island Strait.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah, you don't have to talk out loud while you think.
Would that be Connecticut?
It would
all
be.
Right.
Oh,
there you go. Nice work.
He can't fly, but he knows where Connecticut is.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Triscuits and chicken and a biscuit.
Hola! Alan, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, guys. Not sober.
Alan, do you really eat that Krabby Cracker?
So the chicken and biscuit?
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure. Yeah, I do like that one.
Would that be your go-to? Like, do you have some in your house right now? Or if you were to buy a box of crackers, that would be where I'd go?
No, I'd actually go for the Ritz.
You would go for the Ritz on the bowl. All right.
Yeah, rich. You could go sweet. You could go savory with it. It's pretty versatile and buttery. So
I'm right there with it.
People point out, they say, hey, two crackers you guys did legitimately forget. And these are fair. Not chicken and biscuit. Graham crackers, and someone else says animal crackers.
Yeah,
didn't even think about it.
Yeah, I mean, they're so close, though, to being like a sweet thing. It's almost like
saying, it's almost like dessert.
It's like a pita chip.
But it's a cracker.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, you're not
right.
Wrong.
You're right.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all.
Do you like your graham crackers plain or with the cinnamon sprinkled on top?
Oh, come on, cinnamon.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like my applesauce.
And my cinnamon toast crunch. Anything where cinnamon goes well, I probably want the cinnamon on. All right, here is your question. What island is the boot of Italy, quote-unquote, kicking?
Sicily.
One and done.
That did not take long.
And you know what? That's how we were taught it in history class.
Yeah.
The boot is Italy, the rock is Sicily. Like, that was it. And I think everyone remembered it based on just
that. But isn't
that
the only island off Italy? Like, Greece has two.
No, there's Sardinia.
There's a few. And I was just there, man. And I don't remember. So one of the stops we had was Messina, but I don't remember if Messina was on Sicily or if it's on one of the other islands. But there were like two or three down there.
Well, you'll never do that again. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Actually, au contraire. I got plans in the works, Fred.
Do you really?
Oh, come on. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
I never sober, dude.
All right, dude.
A stupid question, Miles.
Yeah, man. Mike, pick a cracker. Saltine, Ritz, Cheez-Its, or Wheat Thins?
Oh, dude, Wheat Thins all day. Dude.
Wheat Thins.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I love the Wheat Thins.
You smoking or you drinking, Mike?
Dude. Smoking, dude. Always.
Okay.
Shocking.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
No, I can't. Not with the dude and the man. I say dude and man a lot, too.
You also smoke a lot, so.
What?
All right, here's your question. Yes, like, exactly.
What?
What team What team won the first Super Bowl?
What team won the first Super Bowl?
Yes,
sir.
Aw,
dude. Aw. The Steelers?
Was it the Chiefs?
No, man, the Packers.
Packers.
They won the first Super Bowl.
The Lombardi Trophy.
Oh, that's right. I used to know every single matchup, every winner.
So, what, it was Green Bay, Chiefs.
Green Bay,
Jets,
Chiefs,
Oakland,
Colts
maybe?
Damn.
Super Bowl V, maybe?
Yeah.
You're right. I used to know this better, but I guess the Super Bowls go by, you forget.
All I remember was the Vikings didn't win any, but they were in a lot of them then.
Correct.
They, like, lost four.
Yeah.
They did lose
the Vikings
four.
Never won.
But you always know your favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask them, like, I can tell you the play where it happened. Right. I can tell you what minute.
Raiders, baby.
How many have they won now? Is it three or four? Three,
Raiders?
I think.
I think just two, right? Didn't they win with Stabler against the Eagles?
Correct.
Did they win when they played the 73, 74?
They beat Washington because they threw a huge interception.
Correct.
Oh, maybe they have won three.
I think they've won three. Not 100%.
Man, that stadium looks... In Vegas?
Man.
It looks like we're Darth Vaderless.
It's a shame that no one will play there.
Yeah.
All right. We have landed on the category from head writer Jolly Joe. Yes, it has a name. So here is your question. The space between your eyebrows is called what? Is it the perlicue, the droplet, the glabella, or the lunule? So again, the perlicue, the droplet, the glabella, or the lunule. That is the space between your eyebrows.
Oh, dude. Glabella, dude? I don't know.
Oh, my God, Stormite! You nailed it! Way to go! Unbelievable!
That's incredible. I can't believe you nailed that one.
Connect with the guys. Find The Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to The Men's Room on The Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, yeah, joining us once again from his basement studio dungeon, it is Ryan Castle, ladies and gentlemen.
So, as you guys know, I spend a lot of time here in my basement looking at my computer because I am always looking for ways to raise my spirits. And what better place to do that? Because when you're trapped inside all of the time, you know, in a subterranean room You look for things to brighten up your day a little bit. And where else to go to brighten up your day?
Ashley Madison.
Facebook?
Of course, yeah, social media.
Always
positive.
Sunshine.
It is. It's digital sunshine every single day. Yeah. And that's where today's Sit and Spin started as a conversation on Twitter. The guy's name is Ian Carmel. Are you guys familiar with Ian? He's a head writer for The Late Show and also a comedian on, you've probably seen him on Netflix or on Conan or on Comedy Central. But he asked a question. If a band's name were taken literally, which band would you not want to fight?
I think most white people say
this
N.W.A.
This is like right in your guys' wheelhouse.
N.W.A. is number one then, right?
But literally is that band, though.
But there are
You don't have to take that literally. They literally are.
All right, would you fight a guy, like if you're going to do mixed martial arts, and I said, all right, man, it's your first fight, you're going to fight a man named Chumbawamba. I'm out. There's no way that's a small man.
However, if you're a tag team champion, I'm taking on Simon and Garfunkel. They do not sound like
Garfunkel ruins it. Garfunkel ruins it for him.
I guess Bread does not make the list. I'm trying to think of all the bands. That
Air Supply.
Consider fighting the band Wham.
Yeah.
You're going down.
Air Supply, if you don't have that.
I'm not talking about fighting George Michael. I'm talking about literally fighting Wham.
Right.
So by the band name, these are some of the suggestions. Right. Who you would be not wanting to fight, the scariest involved based on just the name alone. Okay.
And it also goes to show just how
Number 10.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the
I hate that I like this song this much.
It depends on the animal. This is the animals, correct?
Oh, this is just animals.
Uh-huh.
All of them.
Right.
You're fighting all the animals.
You get to pick your animals. I'm fighting a sloth.
But
it's occurring to me now that I left the monkeys off this list.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fight a guy named Leadbelly.
What about the gorillas?
Right.
I'll take on the monkeys before the gorillas, but I'd rather not do either.
We could do a whole Sit and Spin based on apes.
I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Really could. Yeah. Honest to God. Bungle in the Jungle, all the good ones. These are 10 bands by name that would be the scariest to fight on Sit and Spin.
Number nine.
Could you imagine?
An entire flock of seagulls coming after you.
Not only that, but you have a tub of French fries. Mm-hmm. And you have to keep one hand on on the fries.
Thrill and I tried to pick a fight with a flock of geese one time in Portland at about 4 o'clock in the morning and realized really quickly that we had made a terrible, terrible choice.
Yeah, we agreed that maybe this idea that we think is funny is going to end really bad.
As soon as they turned around and all started looking at us like, we've made a terrible decision.
Yeah, I do remember before that, though, they wanted to rent bikes, right? Okay, and ride along the river.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard from an individual before. I said, hey, Steve, should we rent bikes? And he goes, no, I don't want to drown.
You weren't following my train of thought. I was high on ecstasy, and my fear was if we ride along the water, I'm going to fall in. That's the point I was trying to make.
Uh-huh.
There was a path.
Yeah. There was a whole bike path. Right,
I was really high.
But it was literally right next to the river. He could have drowned on a bike.
Yes. Thank
ten,
you.
Not that 10 bands by name that would be the scariest to fight.
Eight, number eight.
It's a holiday in Cambodia. It's a
I mean,
does this mean you're fighting a penis?
Who's the band? No,
The Dead Kennedys.
Yeah.
That's the Dead Kennedys. I was thinking the Sex Pistols for some reason.
No, Dead Kennedys, which, right, now you're fighting zombies.
Pistols I wouldn't want to fight either.
Well, you got two brothers. You've also got a Robert or John. John. The one that went into Cape Cod.
You got JFK Jr. You got Bobby. Right. You got John. I mean, there's any dead Kennedy,
Ted,
I suppose.
Ted is
Jackie O's in there.
At the end of the day, do you want to fight a bunch of drunk Irish dudes?
No.
From Boston.
No.
And now they're drunk Irish zombies.
They probably invented MMA.
Little known fact, the Kennedys invented MMA. Yeah.
These are our 10 bands by name that would be the scariest to fight on Sit and Spin.
Number six.
Now remember, you're not fighting the members of T-Rex. You're fighting an actual T-Rex.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right,
but they were giant chicken, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Sort of.
I mean, isn't that their
chickens are small T-Rexes?
Yeah, I think that's more accurate.
We got ours, though, in the end. You know what I'm saying? They were tough back in the day.
I'm gonna have some fried T-Rex for dinner tonight, as a matter of fact.
These are 10 bands by name. I screwed up the number. We're on number 6 now, Robin. Is that correct? That would be the scariest to fight, yes.
Number 6.
Been there. Been there. And I will say this. I got one good swing, and then it ended poorly.
No one ever wins fighting the cops except for the cops.
You know what?
Wait a minute.
Because they keep coming. Like, you take out one cop, they call back. Now you got three cops, they call them. Like, they just keep sending cops until they get
you. Ted's buddy, you punched a police horse in the snout.
He did.
That's terrible twice.
And got away with it.
Yeah, but it was a small riot.
Right.
Yeah, but he's also on the front page of the Washington Post punching it, which is impressive. And cool to show your grandkids.
Yeah. Grandpa, is that you punching the police horse?
These are 10 bands by name that will be the scariest to fight on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
Oh, goddammit. I will fight them. I will fight them.
What kind of poison you thinking?
Sonic poison.
Whatever comes out of Ricky Rocket.
Just do a swab of his sweat.
Ricky Rocket.
It's a little drippy.
I don't know that I'd want to fight a Ricky Rocket either.
Ricky Rocket sounds like when your dog gets excited.
I know.
it's like a sex pistol.
This red thing, like a tube of lipstick. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Put Ricky away Rocket. That Ricky Rocket.
Come on, guy.
Yeah, Ricky's not really a scary name.
10 bands by name that will be the scariest to fight on Sin Spin.
Number 4. Is the time. Season for love.
You'd hate to lose a fight to people that sound like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is the zombies, right?
Yeah, so much like fighting the dead Kennedys, mm-hmm. the zombies.
I think this would be the least scary for me.
Zombies?
Yeah.
Because are they dead. Fast zombies or are they slow zombies?
You can do whatever you want. Just take their legs off.
They keep coming, though.
Yeah. Right, that's the issue.
It's like about they just don't stop. Right. You got to put a spike or something directly in their head.
These are 10 bands by name that would be the scariest to fight on Sin Spin.
Number 3.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bad.
Yes. I don't care if they're fine. I don't care that they're young. It's the cannibal part that would bother me.
You know, and I don't know that fighting a cannibal is so scary, except for what happens if you lose fighting a cannibal. That's what you should really be afraid of.
People in Germany are losing their mind right now because of one of the most famous and latest cannibals to make the news. He has been given supervised visits to walk around the neighborhood.
Huh?
Yes.
No, but here's the thing. They have to take him to a different neighborhood, all right? So the people in the hood he's in.
They know that he's
They know
people.
Who he is. So they're driving him like 40 miles away, but now people in this other town are like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That guy's a goddamn cannibal.
Don't bring the guy who loves people here.
In Germany, like a sex offender registry, there's a cannibal registry, so you have to go around and let all the neighbors know, like, yeah, I'm the guy that ate that dude.
And they get to take nightly walks like dogs. A 10 band's my name that would be the scariest to fight.
Number 2.
I don't want to fight Literal Slayer. I don't want to fight the band Slayer. I don't want to fight Kerry King. I don't want to fight Slayer fans.
Yeah, it doesn't matter why they call you Slayer. It's not positive.
You're probably a serial killer.
That's an aggressive nickname.
What, the Slayer?
Or just, Slayer's coming by. Who?
And you know, some dude's like Peter Dinklage.
These are 10
it's like
bands.
Like the big guy named Tiny.
Right,
by the name alone, if you took the name literally, that would be the scariest to fight. We made it to number 1.
Number 1.
Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in
Fairview. A really misleading name from The Killers.
Just straight up.
Yeah.
The Killers.
That would not end well.
Unless it's the vibe that they're talking about.
Ryan Castle, thank you so much. How's the knee doing, man? You okay? You able to hobble around the house?
It's sore.
Thank you for running.
I appreciate that you care. Maybe you can come over and give me a back rub sometime.
Are you still wearing a brace and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's tons of fun.
You should get off your feet then, man. Just have a seat. Maybe ice it.
Maybe if I was done with this segment, I would.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Well, the reason we asked, where do you go for a little peace and quiet?
Right.
They say for parents with children at home, quarantining has been intense as many juggle homeschooling, working remotely full time. Parents are having difficult time just carving out any alone time as stress relievers, like meeting up with friends for a drink or going to the gym or whatever the deal was. They say that on Tuesday, the sandwich chain Potbelly announced that it's testing a creative solution. Parking spots designed specifically for parents where they can enjoy alone time and eat some food in peace and quiet or just cry. They can also park there
or just cry.
They can park there and they don't have to order food. Since the stay-at-home order began, basically what they're saying is come into our parking lot.
We get it.
Park the car. You can sit here and do whatever you need to do, and then you can go home. No questions asked.
It makes sense, man. We
Where's that at? Potbelly?
Potbelly,
yeah.
One of their locations. Dude.
Saw some people over the weekend, and my kid had a birthday. And the long story is this. The kid's, what, second grade? So every parent you see is in the same place. They're ready to be done with all this, right? And it's like, but we're all roughly in the same boat. I did read an article over the weekend. And again, if you have kids and you're doing homeschooling, it sucks. This woman has 9 kids. And I mean, to say she was over it, like, the look on her face was unbelievable. Like, I don't want to hear from anybody bitching
about
this.
How are you in the delivery room on number 7? Go, you know what? I could do this a couple more times.
I don't know.
Does it just fall out by then and it doesn't matter?
Who do you know has the most, like, personally, the person I know the most kids has 4, which is not, it's more than I would like, but it's not obscene, right?
God, I mean, I don't know.
My buddy Bernie, there's 8 in his family.
Yeah, but what Bernie about his looks at a woman.
Immediate family, like between him.
He's got 3 boys and a daughter.
So he has 4 children.
Yeah.
He has 4 children, but he's one of 8.
Jesus.
That seems to be the way it goes.
Yeah.
And I was telling Robin, I know Robin worked for a while down in Bend, Oregon. And I don't know what's going on down there, but it's a 4-child minimum. Like a 2-child or like a 2-drink minimum at a comedy club.
You must have 4.
You can't move to Bend, Oregon unless you have 4 children and each of them have 2 of their own individual bikes. So
right.
It's like 2 bikes per kid, 4-child minimum. I don't know what the hell's going on down there, but I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was just like, oh my God, this is insane.
Did your parents come from big families? Because my father is 1 of 6 and my mother's 1 of 5, which is just unbelievable.
My mom is 1 and my dad is he and his brother.
Really? That's
yep.
it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, very quiet. That's a fact. Random question, 844-999-OLA. Random.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, hi, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Doing
oh,
good,
boy.
Mary.
Hola.
All right, Mary.
Hola.
Mary.
I would like to comment on the last question.
All right.
Where I go for peace and quiet is parking lots. Every time I call in, I'm in a parking lot.
Oh, you do? Well, good.
Now, how long do you spend on average in the parking lot?
Usually about an hour, sometimes hour and a half. It depends.
Okay.
Like when I go down to, I'm at the Everett Marina right now, so it's nice to hang out here on a day like this.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Have you noticed anybody, like have you gone to a parking place, you're hanging out in your car doing whatever you do, and you realize maybe there's 2 or 3 other people that you're beginning to recognize are doing the same thing?
Yes, actually, there's a car here I'm recognizing from before.
Sure. Just waiting for that.
She feeds the birds, too.
Oh, Mary, are you one of the bird feeders?
Yeah, I feed the seagulls and whatever these other little weird birds and the ducks are. There's also a rookery here of herons, probably about 20 or 30 of them with nests. Which is really gorgeous to look at as well.
All right,
but
I got to ask you, Mary,
them.
Do you buy too much bread and it goes stale, or do you buy bread specifically to feed the birds with?
Actually, this bread went stale. Usually I just keep cracker snacks in the car and I'll share. Or if I go over to Scuttlebutt's and get food, I share.
Wait a minute, what kind of food are they getting from Scuttlebutt's?
Yes, that's where my son Cody works.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, we remember.
Yeah, we know Scuttlebutt's, yeah. It's just right down the road from the Anthony's.
But I think that's a good question. Do you get them a burger? Is it tots?
Yeah, like what are you giving them? Yeah.
Actually, I got me a burger, and they got clams and fries.
Ooh. Jesus, Mary.
That sounds good. All right.
So hook us up one day.
Okay, Mary, since you're out and about a lot, I'm going to ask you this question because I think you, of all people, could answer. Not that you really know this person or knew who they were, but who did you see naked?
Say again?
Who did you see naked that you didn't expect to see naked? We all know when we maybe get a chance to see someone. Who did you unexpectedly see naked?
Who did I see naked that I didn't expect to see naked?
Mm-hmm.
This came to mind yesterday when I was drying laundry. A friend of mine about 20 years ago took me to an apartment to procure some marijuana. And she warned me before we went in, this guy's usually naked or he has his robe on and it's never tied. Oh. And I'm like, we're at the door. And she tells me this. I'm like, what? Just, you know, give me a heads up.
That's what he was giving you.
He didn't have a robe on, but he was, I was kind of young at the time. I was in my mid-20s, and he was definitely in his 50s and pretty scrawny, and I don't know, it's just strange and weird, and I did not enjoy that.
Yeah, but you got good weed, though, right? At least the guy had good weed.
Yes, it was.
You know okay. His weed was good because he willingly opens the door naked or with an open robe. I mean, that's... You know you got good drugs when you can do that.
Reason we asked, who did you see naked? Florida man Justin Mosser had a very legit reason for driving around with his penis out and stroking it as he pulled up next to women driving it in Avon Park, Florida. He basically told the cop, it's what I do. I need to air this bad boy out, quote unquote.
His penis? Bad boy out.
He told detectives he often drives with his penis exposed because he gets hot and he wants to air it out every once in a while. He was arrested.
Yeah.
He said not only that, but he admitted to doing it almost every day.
The cops probably, why are you telling us this?
And never had a problem with it before, so why do they have a problem with it now? Got to air it out.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room. The Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you. Thank
you. Him.
Good to see everybody out here today. It's been a lot of cracker talk today.
I had not heard.
Yeah. I will just start this segment by saying we do not have chicken and a biscuit in the studio to eat.
And people just turned off the radio.
Well, you went and bought everything before the show started. I'm sure if you would have known. You know, the craze that is the chicken.
I still probably wouldn't.
Because you just don't like them.
I don't like them.
Just out of spite.
Yeah, just out of spite. And listen, it's my kitchen.
Okay, yeah. You can serve whatever you want.
Yeah. Now, I do have my own take on the chicken and the biscuit. You get a piece of bread, you can throw it in some bone broth or chicken broth.
There you go.
My version of that is a biscuit with a piece of fried chicken on top.
That's where I'm at.
That would be chicken in a biscuit.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, that's a good call there. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're doing some taste testing. I say that kind of awkwardly, as I think we've all had these.
Sure.
I have paired these with a extra sharp cheddar.
Ooh.
And the Secret Age Reserve.
Well, okay then.
Well, all right. I didn't realize you actually brought cheese as well.
Oh, yeah. Got these little things from Cracker Barrel.
All right. Cracker and Cracker Barrel all together.
Yeah.
It's a cracker type
show.
That's
a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, look at this spread.
Look at the presentation.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Whoa.
Restaurant quality.
Wow.
Who did it?
Actually, well, Robin did.
Yeah.
But I distributed the cheese that I cut up. It was just one big hunk of cheese. I cut them into these perfectly squares.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, during the commercial break.
Sure.
One day, someone's going to think, I should cut my cheese into squares.
Because they look like they've been pre-cut. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the idea, man. We want you to feel comfortable here.
They really do look like they've been pre-cut. Yeah.
Like they came in the package just like that.
But when you walk into my restaurant, I want you to feel like you could redo this meal at home.
I wonder what it'd be like to put cheese on a Cheez-It. I'm going to go for that. Cheese?
Yeah, double cheese.
I've never done that before.
We're experimenting here. Free flow.
You know, the Cheez-It is a good cracker.
All right, I think you should try each cracker on its own, though, separately.
Okay.
Right? So let's start with a saltine there. The standard saltine cracker. It comes with soup. Your grandma liked them.
It comes with soup.
And your grandma liked them.
That's it.
I mean, of all the crackers today, nobody was really like, man, I could get down on a sleeve of saltines.
It's a cracker for Iris.
Mm-hmm. The crunch you hear, that's a saltine.
There is some butter in there. It is salty and delicious. It's exactly what you expect.
It is the standard cracker.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
And you're right. It's great for soup.
It is. That's the only time I feel like I eat it. Also, be nice if you could buy just a sleeve of them. There's going to be a lot of leftover crackers here today, boys.
Oh, I see. Yes.
All right.
I'll take some home.
Do you need to rinse? What do you think? Is your palate clean?
We can do that.
There you go. Miles, there you go. Get it in there.
I cleaned the pilot.
So up next on the cracker challenge, let's go for the wheat thin.
All right. Standard
wheat thin. Line. Standard wheat thin. You should, it has a little more flavor, I believe, than the saltine, but a nice dose of salt on there.
It's a good cracker.
There's this odd kind of vaguely sweet taste to it. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. It's as you eat a wheat thin, do you think, man, I do like these more?
I mean, I've always liked wheat thins.
I've always liked wheat thins, but rarely do I eat a wheat thin right after eating a saltine. But when you start with a saltine and then eat a wheat thin, you're like, oh, hello, wheat thin.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome to Flavortown. Mm-hmm. Also, the wheat thin structurally works great for dips. I use it almost exclusively in my sausage.
It does. Yeah. It's a little thicker and better constructed than a saltine.
All right, I like it. Now, Miles and Thriller, using cheese to clean the palates.
Mm-hmm. If you do some kind of a spinach dip or whatever, like the wheat thin's a way to go.
It is. Yeah. But, you know, if you're going to do a spinach dip, let's put it in a bread bowl and cut up a French, you know, let's be grown up.
And okay. I'll watch you eat it, yeah.
All right, next on the list, I believe we have the Cheez-It.
Yes.
Which is your standard Cheez-It. Some people use this as a snack, not often seen as the standard cracker. Doesn't show up on a lot of meat and cheese plates, but it's a Cheez-It.
I don't know, man. Right now, it might be in the lead for me.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, the last on the list.
It's unique.
A lot of people's favorite. Go ahead, Thro.
It's unique, but because of the kids, there's Cheez-Its in the house. So these are the crackers I eat most often.
Do you dip your Cheez-Its in anything?
I don't.
I never have.
I really haven't.
Either
it's like
why.
The goldfish. You know,
but now that I'm looking at them, I'm like, why haven't I?
Actually, let me try it with a piece of cheese.
That's what I did. I did cheese on cheese, and it was fantastic.
Oh.
I'm going to make a cheese Cheez-It sandwich. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one of these little squares and put a piece of cheese in the middle.
How are you not a chef?
And then put a cheese on top. See, like, look at that. It's a cheese Cheez-It sandwich.
It's a lot of cheddar, my friend. Be careful.
He's going to have cheddar overload.
Cheddar overload.
He's sweating orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, actually, Chester Cheetah was just a human being.
Oh, man.
Regular cheetah. And
that's
then he,
the way to go.
Yeah. A lot of cheddar got in there. And then last on the list, rinse the palate there. Last on the list will be your classic Ritz cracker. Buttery, round, there for you. Loved by children and adults.
Okay. This should be the champion, shouldn't it?
It should be. And I would think pairs best with cheeses.
This is my winner. Yeah.
Still going Ritz.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Ritz, yeah, I mean, Ritz doing wins. Them back to back. And look, there's nothing wrong with any of them, but going back
They're
to back
good.
To back to back. Ritz just, it dominates. It's standing on the top of the podium at the Olympics, you know?
Yeah. We do have a lack of meat on that tray, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good.
So I looked up a thing just so like...
keep talking, I'm going to eat.
Yeah, yeah. This is just the leading cracker band brands.
Oh, let me think. The leading cracker band.
Leading cracker band.
NSYNC?
No. No. I think you need to appeal less.
New Kids?
No.
Jonas Brothers.
That's getting close.
All right.
But, yeah.
I guess you guys don't like Cake by the Ocean. Hmm. I know that's only one of them. So these are the leading sales of cracker brands. So it doesn't mean it's the favorite, but the number one sold cracker in the United States?
Saltine.
Ritz.
Cheez-It.
Oh, Cheez-It.
Really? Huh.
Yes.
Okay.
They have a lot of varieties, and they're really making a push right now. They're Cheez-It. All over my social media. They're
Cheez-It.
Like, eat a Cheez-It. Eat a Cheez-It.
I know. I know.
By the way.
One day I'll bring you in this... snaps.
People are saying, crush up your Cheez-Its, use them as breading on other meat. I have done that, and that is a solid suggestion.
Ooh, like a Cheez-It piece of chicken?
Yeah, yep. Something like that, like that, man.
And if you also take them and put them in a sandwich bag and kind of beat them down and make them crumbs,
yeah,
sprinkle that on top of your oven-baked macaroni and cheese.
Ooh, I've done that as well.
Next on the list, and I still don't know how this qualifies as a cracker, but the goldfish.
I mean, it's a different shaped Cheez-It.
Yeah, basically. But I think Cheez-Its honestly taste a little better than goldfish, but
yeah,
that's a cracker, huh?
After that, the first traditional cracker that shows up on the list, the Ritz cracker.
Okay. It's standard.
It is. After the Ritz cracker goes down the standard list, you have the Triscuit, Wheat Thins, Club Crackers, Stacy's, which I'm guessing pita chips.
Yeah, yeah.
That's generally how I know her.
You know that person who buys the pita chip.
The Townhouse, which again, the Townhouse one. So here's the deal. That's Keebler has the Townhouse. Another company has the, like, Townhouse is like the answer to Ritz from a different
exactly.
company.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like you got Mr. Pibb and Dr. Pepper.
It's the Whopper versus the Big Mac.
Private label. I never even heard of the private label.
I guess it's that private.
Well, you're probably not there yet.
I think private label shows up at a lot of wedding showers.
Probably.
That's the time you buy it, right?
Stacy, you got the private label one?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Pretzel chips show up on that list too.
They are okay. They're pretty prevalent now.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to ask you guys, we're constantly talking about like the ongoing argument between a crock pot, air fryers, the grill pan, and what's the other one?
The outdoor grill.
The outdoor grill. Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. We were talking about that just the other day in here. And I feel like there was a little bit of, you know, I don't know if you guys believed in the head chef.
Okay.
That grill is together.
Oh, it is.
No. I'm going to be grilling this weekend.
Okay.
Take that, Robin.
All right.
I beat you.
But you couldn't remember what the last thing was, but it was the thing that you're going to put together.
I lured you in.
All right.
Yeah, mine doesn't arrive till tomorrow, so.
Don't take away my win. All right.
You're going to be grilling all weekend long.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
What are you starting with?
Mendrum sausage, of course.
All right.
Good. That is the answer. I'm telling you, man. Actually,
yeah, I still have three left. I'm going to grill some of that. I'm going to make some burgers. And then at some point, that lamb burger is happening.
Ooh.
I got some ground lamb in my fridge right now, brother. And the weekend is upon us.
I'm not getting into air fryers, but I've made a new purchase that's supposed to make fried stuff, like things crispier in the oven.
Why can't you just get an air fryer?
Out of spite.
What is the what is the thing that you bought?
It's an air crisper.
Did you put in the oven?
So it's like a rack that you put on top of another tray and put in the oven. I don't know if this is going to work.
All right. And Eric, let us know how that works.
Yeah, seriously. That could be something I get into.
I thought about you. Yeah, the targeted ads are working well on me during this whole stay-at-home order. Like, all right, I do want an air crisper.
Thank you, Head Chef. Thank you for the cheese and crackers. That was fantastic.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
This is pretty cool. Dog owner taught her a dog to perform CPR in 45 minutes by watching a video on the internet. Senior shelter officer Tanya Butler said it took her boxy Pixie 3 less than an hour to learn the life-saving move. Now when Tanya lies motionless on the floor and is unresponsive, Pixie will leap into action and pound on her chest in exactly the right place. She is so good, the animal management worker had to start putting a book under her top during training to stop him from hitting her so hard. She taught the trick to the dog for fun during lockdown, but hopes she'd be able to help save a life now if she needed to. 45 minutes.
Let me ask your confidence in this. All right, so it's you, Miles. You say, dude, I have taught my dog to do CPR, much like she has, provide all the video evidence, and it is impressive to watch. But I would ask you, all right, you're at home, it's you and the dog, I mean, stop breathing, whatever the deal is. Would you rather be me here or the dog?
I mean,
the dog is the right answer, by the way, only because I hate your guts. But generally speaking, I understand, it looks great, and she gives the command, she does her thing, and it's cool. But I don't know how great I would feel about it.
Well, if you have a service animal and you're someone that could teach the dog, who is a service animal, to be able to do that. But it's possible to teach a dog to do CPR. And in this case, 45 minutes. Granted, that's probably...
I live alone. I would love to have that dog there.
Mm-hmm. I would just say, I read that this morning and my first thought, and this is true, my dog ate a shoe yesterday.
Yeah. Would it eat the peanut butter blob that's stuck in the back of my throat out? Would it lick it out so I could breathe? You know, like I have to teach these dogs.
That's what goes down with
tricks,
you
know what I'm saying?
Any dog would save your life. It's peanut
just
butter.
Real quick, Paul, what would be better, choking on peanut butter or part of a crab cake?
Did you choke on part of a crab cake?
I'm just asking a simple question.
I would
say peanut
this.
Butter makes more sense.
I would rather have a crab cake in my mouth, but I can't imagine that I would choke on
it. I would chew
cake.
It.
I think there was some asparagus involved too.
Oh.
Was this lately?
No.
No.
So within the last week?
Actually, no.
No? Oh.
2 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks? What did you do? Did you panic?
I took a deep breath and...
coughed it out?
Yeah.
How many different foods have you almost choked on? Because I feel like if there's a I almost choked on story, I know you have the oyster,
else. The oysters happened twice. Once, like, years ago.
Damn.
And then once with you guys. But now I can eat them because I chew them.
Right.
Yeah.
You should eat on camera. You know what I mean? Like on Zoom. And that way, if anything happens, someone can call 911. Oh, if you just fall off, you know what
right.
I mean?
They know. Or get a dog.
The crab cake was just delicious, and the vegetables were good. I just kind of woofed it down too quickly.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999. Hold on.
There's going to be a day where Ted's not here, man.
I know. We're gonna
be like, and we're all going to know. It's like,
uh-oh.
He choked on a crab cake. We're sorry.
Well, I'm just asking a question. I don't know if peanut butter is any better.
But peanut butter
makes more sense.
Yeah.
That's it the only thing.
I would rather be eating a crab cake, but as far as my memory goes, I'd prefer it be peanut
butter.
If they
said he accidentally swallowed a chicken bone or whatever, you go, all right. You know what I mean?
Actually, I'd rather go down for having smoked a chicken bone than choking.
It's worse than drowning when you're drinking water. I think that would be the worst of all. You know, if you make that mistake.
Can you drown while you're drinking water?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a way to do it. It's almost an effort. So there's people that overdrink water. Typically, it's involved in like a challenge, right? You can drink 3 gallons of water, and it's like, yeah, you can, much the same way the glass is chewable. Like, it's a terrible idea. So it has happened where people drink too much. There was a radio station, wasn't it? Years ago, years and years, before we got to Seattle, so 16 years ago or more, and the radio station itself got into trouble because they had some kind of competition. I don't know.
I think the competition was
tickets for something, whatever.
No, but it was for a wee. And the idea was, how long could you hold your urine in? You know what I mean? Right. And then you're drinking a lot, and that was the end of that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's when we found out you can, in fact, drown.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA.
What you gonna do?
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. By the way, Ted, real quick, someone says, Ted, I'm with you. I've choked on so much food, it's not funny. Someone else says, Ted needs a strict baby food diet. Followed by noodles. I always choke on noodles. I don't chew them up enough. So you're not alone.
Yeah, and it's not like it's all the time. It's just like I just did it the other day, and it just scares the crap out of you.
You got to be careful.
You when you think you're
going to
die,
we got plenty of time. Chew.
Chew my food. Sometimes you just take a bite that's a little bit bigger.
Right. I told my daughter that for years. Chew, please, chew. God, help me. Chew.
What's your 15 minutes, Ray?
All right, so this wasn't me, but this is somebody I went to college with. So we used to sit around and play spades all the time.
Well, I had to play spades.
It turned out that this guy was a convicted serial killer. Or became a convicted serial killer.
Wait, so he had already done his time? Wait, he had done time for serial killing and they let his ass out?
No. So he was killing girls while we were going to college together.
Ah.
And then about, I don't know, a year later, he got picked up by the cops in my hometown for killing 10 plus prostitutes.
Wow.
And the only reason they found out is because one got away.
Let me ask you a question here. Oh. When you were hanging out with this guy, playing spades and all that, were the killings actively going on around you guys at that time?
As far as we know, yes.
Jesus. And I mean, what is the sensation you get physically when you piece this together and realize that at the time that you're hanging out with this dude or whatever, that he's doing this stuff?
So when I found out because my girlfriend at the time had called me and said, hey, you need to get down to the Juliet, and we're right by his house. So I came down there, and I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, he just arrested Kendall Francois. And I said, for what? She goes, he's a serial killer. I was like, what? He's like, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
That is crazy.
The reason I wanted to know, honestly, man, because I want to get a gauge of how you guys are going to feel when you find out about me.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know. It's going to be devastating to you if you're like, yeah, I could see that, or like, I knew the whole time. I just didn't know. So I just wanted to get a gauge of how it'll affect you guys.
Have serial killer traits.
I don't know why that insults people. Why is that?
I don't know. Everybody's like, it's the last guy you expect. And a lot of times they're white.
So in other words, you expect me. The last guy. What you just said is you fully can see me doing it.
No.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Our game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Jake, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, Jake, you got to pick a cracker. This is going to be it for the rest of your life. Will it be a saltine, a Ritz, a Cheez-It, or a Wheat Thin?
I'm going to go Wheat Thin.
Wheat Thin.
There you go.
Wheat Thin.
Nice.
Okay, all right. I stack them tall with salami and lots of cheese.
What is your ideal cracker, though, in all honesty? I mean, we've been getting everybody saying, like, oh, you missed this, you missed this. Like, if you go to the store and buy crackers, what do you really buy?
Usually Wheat Thins. Sometimes a Triscuit, but usually Wheat Thins.
Well, I feel like people that like Wheat Thins as their favorite also really like Triscuits, where the Wheat Thin, it's not my least favorite cracker, but of the four that are up there, it's the last I take, but I really do not like
also,
Triscuits.
Also, the Wheat Thin low-fat whatever deal thing with a green stripe on it, it's not the worst cracker in the world on the low-fat.
But when you describe it like that, you're also saying it's not good. When you say, well, no, it's not the worst cracker.
But you eat more of them because you think they're less calories.
Or something like that.
Right.
Do crackers have a lot of calories in general?
I don't know. I probably.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah. And it's just little pieces of bread, so I would say yeah.
We're going to find out coming up.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, here's your question. What is the drug diazepam better known as?
Diazepam.
Act like you don't know.
Is it a common over-the-counter or is it a prescription drug?
Prescription, generally.
It's a prescription drug. My wife takes it, and I don't remember.
Xanax?
Valium.
Valium.
Oh.
Yeah. No, she doesn't take that anymore. That's why she quit. Good.
Like, oh my God, I didn't know it was Valium.
Wasn't she better on the Valium?
No. She ended up, the doctors didn't know what she had. She ended up having a nerve problem and didn't do anything for it. So I'm like, no more opiates.
Okay. I didn't know that was an opiate.
Is Valium an opiate?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Did you know that before your wife started taking them?
No.
All right. Did you notice any, as far as her behavior goes, right? So she got it for some kind of nerve condition, but did you notice a change in her behavior when she started popping Valium?
She only took a minimal prescription as much as probably her parents had opium problems, so
I see.
She didn't like taking it anyways, tried it, said no, and gave it back.
So most drugs aren't fun when you have to take them.
No.
Like people on morphine that need morphine, it just keeps them stable. People that don't need morphine, that take morphine, real freaking happy.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, multiple choice question for you. Ernest Evans is better known as who? Is it Chubby Checker, Muddy Waters, Little Richard, or Fats Domino?
I'm going to guess Little Richard.
It is not Little Richard.
Fats?
Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker.
And I discovered this earlier. I ran this by Robin, just putting together that question. If your last name is a game piece, then your first name implies that you're fat. Chubby Checker, Fats Domino.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go by Bloaty Bishop.
Why does it have to be bigger on each name, too? Like Fats and Chubby.
It starts with Chubby.
Fats and Chubby.
Then you just have morbidly obese Bishop. And on it goes. All right, your question. How many bones are in the human body?
203.
Ah, so close. So close.
207.
206.
Yeah. All right, question number four, Jake.
Question number four. Who was the Hardy Boys' female companion?
Nancy Drew.
Ah, another terrible book. Very good.
Did you ever read her?
I read the Hardy Boys, and they were terrible.
I remember the Hardy Boys as a kid, and, like, it was decent. You know what I mean? But I knew Nancy Drew was there. I didn't know much about her. And then my kids, somebody gave them, like, some Hardy Boy books or something for one of their birthdays. I'm like, this really is hot garbage.
Yeah,
I mean, this is just bad.
Right. I do remember.
What?
Well, we had a collection of magazines that we hid in the woods growing up, and I can't remember.
Time?
No.
Newsweek?
No, and I'm not sure exactly which one, but there was a parody of the Hardy Boys, and we laughed and laughed because we were 10, and there were the Hardy Boys. There were two guys. And
what were the Hardy Boys doing?
They were with a bevy of women. The all Hardy right. Boys, yeah. They
all grown up.
The Hardy Boys.
Yeah, hard D Boys.
We laughed and laughed. Much more entertaining than
that's
the book.
What comes to mind now.
Yes. Yes. Because it was entertaining. The Hardy Boys books were not.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999.
By the way.
It was like Swank. I can't remember the name of
it. It would have to be one of those, like Swank Fiesta.
Wee,
right. People are living to know Valium is not an opiate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not an opiate.
And I feel bad. He's like, she's addicted to opiates. Like, oh.
Hey, the good news is your wife was not addicted to opiates.
Yeah, she threw away a perfectly good bottle of
Valium's
pills.
Valium's like prescription weed.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you
Hola.
Doing?
Hola. We're doing great, Rachel. How are you? Are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober because I'm working, I got off at 4, so what the hell? I'm still working when I shouldn't be.
Are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
She just hasn't left work yet.
I see, Rachel. Good news.
No, all right. I'm sober, guys. I'm sorry.
It's going to be one cracker for the rest of your life. Will it be the saltine, the Ritz, the Cheez-It, or the Wheat Thin?
I'm still a little butthurt about the Triscuit issue, but I will say Ritz.
All right.
Huh. What is it with people in their crap? I mean, look, with all the polls we've done, this one has brought out more vitriol from people. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you not have the sour cream and onion flavor? Look, we just don't.
Easy.
All right?
There's only four options.
Lord. All right, here's your question. You ever drink a beer there, Rachel?
Yeah.
All right, well, you landed on the category, yes, it actually has a name. And in this case, the foamy head on your beer, it does have an actual name. Is it the head, the barm, the float, or the broth?
Oh, man, Rachel. I hope you're right on this. Because if not, we're going to have to put you on hold for a week.
What do you got?
The head.
It's not the barb. Head. You know, I'll tell you what. I'll give you one more question. One more question.
Get it in. Get it in.
What?
What? What is the first element on the periodic table?
Hydrogen.
All right. You leave a winner.
Ah, very good. That's how you end, Big Dummy.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Bob and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast KCRA-TV, Channel 3 in Sacramento. Now, if KCRA sounds vaguely familiar, it might be because you live in Sacramento, or you might remember that last month, a local news anchor was broadcasting from home because we all know what's going on with coronavirus. She was broadcasting from home, some kind of beauty tips or something like that, and viewers realized in real time that as she is discussing her makeup tips, when you looked in the mirror behind her, you could very clearly see her naked husband showering, namely his penis. He has turned to the side. It was unexpected.
Either got rave reviews or just terrible reviews.
The thing is, that poor dude didn't even realize he's on TV.
No, he didn't do anything wrong.
And it's just, right, but he's just there doing his thing. Well, it's a new month, so KCRA has a new screw-up. Now, in this case, one other cameraman, he's on assignment, and he's getting footage of a fire that's burning. But as he is taking this footage, he's on like a radio call, friendly conversation with obviously a coworker. The problem was, he didn't know that he was on a live feed, so he is talking to his dude friend, as dudes are wont to talk, but we will play you the edited clip of the audio. I think you'll be able to guess maybe some of the words he's saying.
So this is not going out over the air, necessarily, as far as the news channel is concerned, but this is their live Facebook
feed. This is their live Facebook feed, like, so he does not have a muted mic. He is unaware that the public can hear it, and keep in mind, again, this is a fire that is important to the city of Sacramento, so a lot of people are watching the live feed of this fire, and here is the audio of him just talking to a buddy.
He is pretty f***ing good. He's got a big gig. I heard he's got a big too, so. I'm about to go put this thing out.
The fire.
Go slap it down. Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah,
this job really sucks. It's really starting to eat my nerves.
Oh, this is horrible.
At least this is news. You know what I did earlier? I drove 2 hours to not see chickens being unloaded out of a truck.
Oh.
Yeah, they're saving 1,000 chickens from some farm in Iowa. I'm like, who the cares, right? We're in the middle of COVID. People are dying. And you're sending me out to do a goddamn chicken story.
Chicken story.
Look.
He was not having it.
I like this guy a lot. I really do. It just sounds like the regular conversation. Problem was, mics are open. The live feed was there. And this is what sucks, man. So KCRA-TV, and the hits just keep coming with them this year. They said they fired the guy. I know some people were upset. But look, the truth is, and I said this to Mike earlier. It's the cameraman. None of us know what he looks like. We don't know who he is. They can lie their ass off and say, you know, he's been reprimanded. We did all the things we have to do. No one's going to know.
No, this is the assignment. This is the assignment editor getting butt hurt, whoever the news director is, because they came up with a cut sheet that day where the guy needs to go and like, you know, what the hell with them? If you don't want to do chickens from Iowa, I don't want them on this staff anymore.
I like that guy. And if you didn't
But he
catch,
did make him drive him 2.5 hours.
But if you didn't understand at the very beginning of this clip, they're talking about the size of another man's penis. So when he makes a comment, I'm going to go put this out. He's talking about the fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea that this guy
could do it.
Is going to pee it out, but then the guy he's talking to says, yeah, beat it out. So the idea is just taking his penis and taking down the whole fire. So anyway, that went out live.
I don't know. That shouldn't be that shocking.
No.
It's just guys talking, man. And look, if there were two chicks, it'd be roughly the same conversation. I had to effing go here for some stupid-ass story about chickens.
Yeah, and you know one thing. If you've ever been in television before, the guys who are in the truck, the cameraman's the guy who, they give zero F's.
Right.
They've been through 55 news directors. They've been there forever. They're like, you know what I mean? They're the guys that you don't mess with. They're the guys that had sex with more people on camera than you could ever imagine for someone looking as ugly as they do because they kick game in the van. You know what I mean? These guys, I'm just saying.
I like the guy. Yeah. I like that guy. Anyway, KCRA, we look forward to your next mess up next month. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.